think about that. Share what you just heard with a friend. Go to youthinkaboutthat.com.
At home, at work, or in the car. Say for any audience, Life 99.
The following program is sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church.
I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life.
Good morning. This is David Redding for Pastor Jim Schreiner. Each day at this time, the family of Grace Fellowship of Lexington, Kentucky has the opportunity to meet by radio to share together in God's Word. Well, let's join the service already in progress as Pastor Schreiner continues in the series, What About the Spiritual Father Thing?
What about the spiritual father thing? And really what I'm doing with this, it's not that I feel like people need to be straightened out, but I'm sharing my heart. This is who I am. This is how I've come up in ministry, and I'm so thankful for the spiritual father that I had in my life for 34 years. And I shared this last week when he went to heaven. It's that covering. It was one of the first things that I sought God about. You know, a lot of people in ministry get to the place that they feel like, well, I've been in this long enough. I don't need that anymore. It is a biblical truth. And so what I've done tonight, what the Lord laid on my heart tonight, is I'm going to have a few others share just what God has shown them or God has given them, or if they need to correct me. So Stephanie's first. No, just kidding. No, I've actually asked Brother Will, Diana, and Pastor John to come tonight and to share. So Brother Will, if you'll come and just share what's on your heart.
Please turn to Romans chapter 1, and I'm going to read out of the Passion, and let's start with verse 10. And I want to start by saying, you know, we're talking about spiritual fathers, and I think there's a misconception, not necessarily in this church, but just in the kingdom of God, that the whole thing about spiritual fathers really only applies to ministers. But this applies whatever assignment, whatever God's called you into, whatever your vocation, your assignment, wherever you're, you need a spiritual father to do that. This is not just for ministers. This is not just about Pastor Jim's anointing coming on me and enabling me to minister. This is about a spiritual father imparting to us that we can go do whatever it is we're called to do, that impartation is in us. Because I think sometimes we're like, well, that don't pertain to me. I'm not a preacher. Big whoop-de-doo. No, it does pertain to us. It is vital for our calling. My desire and constant prayer is that I would succeed in coming to you, and watch this, according to the plan and timing of God. I yearn to come, and I love the way the Passion puts this, and be face to face with you and get to know you. For I long to impart to you some spiritual gift that will empower you to stand strong in your faith. And I'm glad he put in your faith, because we all live by faith. So this qualified us all for impartation. He didn't say, because in your preaching, in your faith. And then I love this part. Now this means that when we come together and are side by side, something wonderful will be released. We can expect to be co-encouraged and co-comforted by each other's faith. To me, having a spiritual father is just like, wow. God, you set this up. It's a place of safety for me. And I think, man, you set this up in your wisdom and put somebody in my life that I can draw from. I can draw those giftings. And notice, they are a gift. Now, you don't have to receive it. You could sit in this church under this pastor all your spiritual life and never receive the impartations that's available, even though they're here. And the desire that you have them is here from God, from the man of God. But it's something that we receive. And honor keeps us hooked up. Honor keeps that flow the way it's supposed to be. So for me, a spiritual father, man, that's a place of safety. That's a place I'm like, Lord, are you kidding me? There's always someone that knows God better than you. There's always someone that has walked a little bit farther in the Spirit and with God than you have. So why in the world would we not want to glean from that person that has gone farther, that has revelations, that have walked things out that we haven't walked out, but when they walked them out, they got the revelation, and it is so supernatural. I love this about God. I don't necessarily have to walk out and maybe go through the hard places to have that understanding of what maybe Pastor Jim has walked this out, gained the revelation, proved the revelation to be true, and then supernaturally I can receive that with the same understanding that he got in it. Now, I brought this quilt because to me this is an old mountain quilt. My grandmothers didn't make it, but this is something like that they would have made. I can't show all of it because it's got a coffee stain, and I don't want you to know about that. I got the blame for that. I don't know who did it. But anyway, those little mountain women would take the things in their home. They would take clothes, whatever was available, and they would stitch them up and put it all together. And I see that with spiritual fathers. All that Pastor Jim has received from other men and women of God, all the things that he has walked out, the revelations, all the things in his life, just like all those little pieces, put together, and you and I can receive those. And then we're made up of those experiences. Am I making sense with this? It is a supernatural thing. It is a supernatural flow. God designed it where you and I can just partake of the giftings, of the revelations, of the anointings. But it is not mechanical. And I talked about this before. I got into error because I heard about, oh, you're partakers of my anointing. Well, it was like a gumball machine. I mishandled it. I thought wrong. I was taught correctly, but I thought wrong. I was like, oh, you got anointing? Like, put the quarter in and out comes, oh, I like that anointing and I like that gifting. And just receiving these things, thought I was receiving these things, like, do. Let's go back to the Word. I yearn to come and be face to face with you. And I love that. And get to know you. Listen, there are so many wonderful ministries out there. So many doing what they're supposed to be doing. And we have access to social media and TV and all that. But if we're going to keep it in the Word, we're going to receive from the people that God has divinely hooked us up with. People that we know and people that know us. And we're going to be in their presence. We're going to be face to face. And it's a safe place. It's a place of correction. You know, I guess it was two or three years ago, someone had asked me, maybe a couple years ago, I don't know, someone had asked me to come minister, and I graciously declined. And one of the reasons that I did was I thought they were going to be gone. It was a pastor. They were going to be gone. And Pastor Jim wasn't going to be there. And I thought, I got no one here to correct me. I got no one here. It's a safe place. Let's run into that place. Let's go to that place of safety and submission, and let's get a hold of everything that's available to us. For I long to impart to you some spiritual gift that will empower you to stand strong in your faith. Glory to God. The strength of my faith can absolutely be tied to other people. Am I going to receive the things that's going to strengthen, I think the King James says, establish me? There's so many believers that are weak and not fulfilling what they're called to do. And again, I'm not talking about just preaching. Whatever that calling is requires faith. And God has set it up where I can receive from a man. The giftings that God wants to, or woman, I'm saying mankind, the giftings and the things that God wants to get to me, a lot of times they're going to come through someone else. And I'm going to receive it by faith. And I'm going to honor that. And it's not something that you jump into or you jump out of. It's a divine connection. It's something that God has done. That, oh, may we never take that for granted. May we never just hop from one ministry to the next ministry. And I did that when I was younger. I would listen to this ministry for a while and then, oh, listen to that ministry for a while. And you know, you get some good things. But you'll never grow right. You'll never develop properly. You'll never develop accurately until you get in that place and you get rooted and you get grounded. And those anointings become part of you, like this quip. They become a part of you. And that anointing is not just that grace, that impartation, is not just for ministry. It's for life. It's part of the grace of life. How many's ever experienced this? You're out doing whatever you're doing, and you hear Pastor Jim. Many of you have. You know, that's normal. That's the way it's supposed to be. I've had things going about my daily life and just hear his voice. Or maybe you hear him preaching. Maybe you just think, what would Pastor Jim do? I'm not ministering, it's just for life, for living. There is a flow for just living, that our faith is strengthened. And God, supernaturally, to me, it's almost overwhelming that Pastor mentioned this the other day, that he gives an account. Who else does that?
Well, we're out of time for today, so be sure to join us again tomorrow. We pray this program has been a blessing to you. Please prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with this ministry. You can reach us by phone at 1-800-20-GRACE or by mail at 4514 Briar Hill Road, Lexington, Kentucky, 40516. You can also reach us by internet at gracefellowshiplex.org. We sure would love to meet you, so please come on out and experience what God is doing in our services. We have two services on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. We also have service on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for adult, youth, and children's ministries. In closing, all of us here at Grace Fellowship desire in your life what 3 John verse 2 declares. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. The preceding program was sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church. Your speaker was the pastor, Jim Schreiner.
When the foundation of your world is crumbling beneath you, We'll show you the way back to solid ground.
Central Kentucky's Christian Radio, Life 99.